today's gospel, our Lord teaches us a most necessary lesson, that good works are not to stop on the Sabbath. Indeed, he would further admonish the Pharisees and the scribes and point out the true motivation that they had in their lives. For they would forbid certain works of mercy, and yet, if a valuable animal fell into a well, then they were required to go out and retrieve it. So ultimately, it was greed and the things of this world that were preventing the Pharisees and the scribes to truly see the mystery that was transpiring before them. And indeed, today, as on many occasions, indeed most of the time, our Lord seems to work his miracles on the Sabbath in order to teach the faithful that he was truly the Lord of the Sabbath and hence the Lord of all creation. For the Pharisees and scribes should have seen when the Lord took it upon himself to restore bodily ailments on the Sabbath, he was indicating that he was true God and true man, and that he had that divine power by which he could restore all things. And these physical cures were a sign that he wished to cure man at a much deeper level, that is, spiritually, so that he could again raise his eyes and his hearts to God the Father. And so we must strive always and everywhere to remember these lessons, that the works of charity take no rest. They take no rest. We are required to exercise them each and every day of our life, each and every moment of our life. And then, in examining our conscience at the end of the day, realize how often we have failed the Lord, and then to seek his mercy and his forgiveness. And so, ultimately, our Lord chose the man this day in order to indicate that all mankind had fallen and had withered with the fall of Adam, our first parent, who himself stretched out his hand in order to receive the apple, ultimately, from Satan through Eve. And so our Lord is indicating that the restoration of mankind will be accomplished by the one who stretches out his hand and receives not the apple, but the nail that will pinion that hand to the cross for our salvation. And so we have that great hope that God came in order to show us that he was truly Lord of the Sabbath, and hence he was the merciful God come to restore all mankind. And so all the works of our Lord in his sacred humanity, from his very conception until he passes from this life in his crucifixion, are works that we are all called to imitate, that we are ultimately to raise our hands in prayer and to beseech Almighty God for his mercy in this life. And we see very clearly the effect of those who are not willing to distance themselves from the things of this world, but rather have become attached to them. For it says they became enraged. One of the older translation says here that they became mad. That is, the teachings in the works of Christ on those who do not exercise the virtue of humility seems to drive them mad, and then they seek manner to destroy the Christ. And so we must constantly be aware that as we strive to witness to the love of God in our lives, it will not be greeted with joy by many souls, but we must persevere in that witness, even if it were to drive them mad. For we must constantly try to hold out to the world that it has one hope and one hope only, that is, in the child of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the truly humble soul receives that child through the mediation of the Virgin Mary. And so we must constantly turn to Our Lady in order that we may truly and profoundly understand these mysteries, so that constantly, being nurtured on the bread of life in the Word of God, we may always and everywhere think with Holy Mother the Church and always work out our salvation in fear and trembling. And so let us especially turn to Our Lady this day, who is Queen of the Angels, whose votive Mass we offer, so that the whole of the angelic host may intercede for us and for all humanity. For our Lord indicates in the case of choosing a single man that he came to touch the hearts of each and every individual. And as that man symbolizes the fall of all of us in our first father, Adam, so Christ also comes to indicate he has come to save all mankind. And so He loves us with that love which alone God can exercise. He loves each and every one of us individually because he has called us into existence out of his very love. And he loves the whole of mankind because he performs that act of restoration on the cross by which mankind again has access to God the Father in this life through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, so that we may all hopefully join the angelic choir, praising our good God together for all eternity in heaven.
Christus.